Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to the podcast, Nothing But Net. Talia Brugler, the four-year starter in the front court for St. Joe's. Talia, I feel like I've interviewed you about 100 times by now. I mean, you're one of the few players I think every year we get a chance to chat and visit on the pod. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Got a great relationship with your head coach, Cindy Griffin. She loves the Hawks. She was a great player there during the day. And you guys got yourself a balanced, complete team. Tell us a little bit about how it's going so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's going really well. We have a pretty, like you said, a pretty balanced attack inside and outside. So we're just finding each other in the right spots. And we're a very close team off the court as well. So the chemistry that we have, and we've been able to display that on the court, and it's helped us be pretty successful this year so far.
I mean, you can see it. I mean, between you and Ziegler and Mackenzie Smith, you got a good core right there of players that understand what Cindy wants and be able to execute at a very high level. Let's talk about your offense a little bit, because as a team, you guys move it, you share it, you score it. You're really fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, Coach always says that she wants the ball to be buzzing like a bee, working it around the offense just to find the best, find a great shot instead of a good shot. So we look to get a lot of reversals and just find each other in the open seams. We set a lot of emphasis on setting good ball screens and then just always being shot ready on the catch. So.
And for you, you are top 10 in field goal percentage and three-point percentage this year in the A-10. Your individual numbers are the best they've ever been. Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in my field goal percentage, especially because a lot of the shots that I'm taking are pretty close to the basket. So in the offseason, I worked on a lot of my perimeter game to work on raising up that three-point percentage because it wasn't quite where I wanted it to be last year. So I worked on that a lot this offseason, and then obviously just working on my layups and continuing to finish around the basket well.
And not just this year in the top 10 in those numbers. You're in the top 10 in like every category. You might even be in the top 5 in most categories at St. Joe's. You've worked really hard. You stayed for 4 years. It seems to be an anomaly in the game today. Hard work and staying for 4 years. Tell us a little bit about, you know, reflecting on how you're going to handle keeping the main thing when we get to the end of this thing, Brugler.
Yeah, I mean, I love it at St. Joe's. Last year, I had a few people asking me, like, why I didn't leave. But I can't imagine playing for another program or for another coach. I love playing under Coach Griffin. And like I said previously, like the chemistry that we have on our team, I'm just surrounded by a bunch of great people. And also, I don't want to leave this place unsatisfied. So we still haven't won an A-10 championship while I've been here. And that was a goal of mine coming in as a freshman. So that's something that we're just striving for every day. And something that I'm like really working for this year with my team.
Yeah. I mean, you're in the top half of the standings. You have a veteran team that has experience together. What is it going to take? Because the league is really good. Like the league at the top is excellent.
Yeah, we talk about like just having a lot of discipline at this time of year and just making sure that we're doing the little things well. Because in January is typically when teams either really elevate their game or they kind of fall off a little bit. And we don't want to be one of those teams that's headed downward. So just harping on all the little things at practice that may go unnoticed around this time of year, but not in our gym.
Well, in your gym, tell us what some of those little things are, because you're right. The detail does matter in the execution and the discipline that comes with it.
Yeah. I mean, just being shot ready on offense when you catch the ball and then hitting the shooters on time and on target in their shooting pocket, make sure we're passing each other the ball in the right spots. So all those little things. And then just defensively, just taking away the scouting report defense. It's a really competitive league and there's a lot of really good players. So we put a lot of emphasis on taking away their strengths.
There's a vibe about St. Joe's. There's a certain karma around all the people that have passed through there, that have come before you, the great names and the legacy of our history and women's basketball. when you think about trying to define what St. Joe's has meant to you off the court with all the things that you've been able to experience, how would you put that into words?
I would just say that it's been very rewarding. I mean, our values as a team are just being selfless and relentless. And I feel like I find myself living through those off the court because of the role models that I had before me, and also to model for those who are to come after me as well. I mean, there are so many great players that have come through the St. Joe's women's basketball program, and most of them have been coached by the same coach that coaches me every day. So I'm really fortunate to have that type of role model and leadership to look up to every single day.
That's the way I felt about my coach. I mean, we can have this conversation about my coach at NC State, Kay Yao. I had a 30-year relationship with my coach because she recruited me. Before that, I was a camper, and then recruited me, and then, you know, my years playing for her, and then my career after, which she was involved in, not just because it was in basketball. She's involved in everybody's career.
Yep.
It's a unique feeling. How's that going to work for you and Cindy 30 years from now?
Yeah, I mean, I see us remaining pretty close. St. Joe's was my first offer in high school, probably like about 8 years ago. So we've built that coach player relationship, but also, I'm fortunate enough to be her daughter's roommate. So I get to see Mrs. Griffin's side as well. And I think that we're just really close. I mean, I'm close with all of our staff, but just her in particular, just knowing her outside of the basketball realm as well.
Well, when you're a woman and you're coaching, usually you feel like a sense of a second mother or something like that. That's probably really the truth, because you have Allie. It's not Allie.
Kaylee.
Kaylee is her daughter. Yeah. I know Cindy has enjoyed coaching her daughter. What's that been like?
Yeah, it's a different dynamic. I mean, I never really dealt with it before before coming here, but they do a really good job handling it. And separating the mother, daughter, and coach player when need be. So it's really funny to like kind of watch from the outside, though.
I'm sure. There's anything you want to share that's funny? Cindy's got quite the sense of humor.
Yeah, I mean, she just is silly. So
one of the things that I love about Cindy is she's taken up the game of golf, and she's got a great passion. Her and her husband Curtis love to play golf. Have you taken up any hobbies outside of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I like to golf as well, like in the summers with my dad and my mom, but I'm not very good. So I like to read and just like keep my mind off of different things. So it's a good pastime, but I just love to play basketball and watch basketball or all sports, honestly.
That's me too. I love basketball and I love golf. That's my second thing. Mm-hmm. You, though, you brought up your mom and dad. I want to ask you about your parents because they were both college basketball players. Your mom won a national championship at D3.
Yes, she did.
Tell us about your family. Like, you got a whole history of hoops there at the dinner table.
Yeah. So my mom and dad both went to Elizabethtown College, and that's where they met. And my mom's freshman year, they won the Division III national championship, and she still has her ring. She wears it like pretty frequently. And my dad used to always like make jokes about how like the women's team would be in and out of practice in an hour, and the men's team would practice for 3 hours, and the women ended up winning the national championship.
There's something to that.
Yep. So, but yeah, I have two older siblings too. My older brother, Bailey, he played basketball at Misericordia for a little bit, which is D3. And then my sister, she played at Bucknell for her undergrad and then used her COVID year at Drexel. And now she's playing overseas in Spain. So I grew up in a very basketball central household. They used to joke that I was like a car seat baby growing up, because I was just going from gym to gym to watch my siblings play. And my parents had coached them because it was just the community league. So I had a ball in my hand from day one and never looked back from there.
Well, the way you shoot it, I think you're carrying one to class with you every day. It looks like you're not having much separation from it. On a string. I love it. Tell us what's next.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of scary to think about what's next, just because I just love being here, trying to stay present, enjoy every day, and not take it for granted. But I do want to continue playing, after college, whether that be like in the WNBA or overseas. I just want to continue to keep the ball bouncing while I'm healthy and while I can do that. Cause I do love basketball.
I'm sure you've heard from your sister. She's having a good experience over there. Is that something if the W, you know, if it doesn't happen this year, the W can always be there. What do you think about overseas?
Yeah, I think it seems like an exciting opportunity. And like, if you look at the numbers, like a lot of the current players in the WNBA do play overseas during the off season. So, you know, it's a competitive league, no matter where you're at. And also it just gives you a chance like to travel while I'm young. I don't really have any strong commitments that I have to worry about. So it would just be fun to explore different cultures and continue building connections just through sport and through basketball.
I think the A-10 could be a two-bid league this year. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that our league is very competitive. And I mean, you look at the standings right now and every team has lost a game. So, I mean, every game is a battle. You never know what to expect. And I think that we've shown that we can compete with those higher level, like Power Five teams in the postseason, especially. We had a lot of teams in postseason play last year, whether that be in the WNIT or the WBIT or in the NCAA tournament. I think that we could definitely get another bid.
Well, Talia Brugler, it's an honor and a pleasure to spend some time with you. I always enjoy our conversations, and I'm pulling for you to have the very best finish to your senior year. And whatever you do next, whatever you do, it will result in success. I know that.
Thanks, Debbie.